The chamber music impresaria Toby Sachs became a legend in the music life of the Pacific Northwest. She began her career in New York. She earned awards as a teenage cellist. She played in the New York Philharmonic in her 20s. She moved out west to join the faculty of the University of Washington School of Music and soon gathered a group of classical music supporters to launch the Seattle Chamber Music Festival. For over 30 years, Sachs inspired and coached, performed with, and nurtured outstanding performers from across the world, bringing them to Seattle for its glorious long summer days of sunshine and joyous audiences, seated outside or tucked into casual chairs. The summer festival would grow into a midwinter festival. The concerts on the lawn would move to Benaroya Hall, but Sachs' joyous spirit infused every concert. Her own home would become the festival's clubhouse. Musicians would rehearse, relax, and enjoy beautiful food together, as Mama Tobes made sure they had what they needed. Always on the lookout for promising chamber music talent, she took pride in building the next generation of masters of the art. Sachs was especially thrilled to bring on board the performer who would become her successor as artistic director in Seattle, the Canadian violinist James Ennis. Her legacy includes the Orcas Island Chamber Music Festival, created by the violist Aloysia Friedman, one of the thousands of students Sachs mentored. Friedman, too, created a festival with great food, stellar performers, and an all-around good time. Sachs' secret to a successful concert? She would answer like a good chef. You know, creamy, crunchy, something easy, something surprising, something sweet at the end. Toby Sachs, a legendary Northwest music history maker. A Women's History Month music moment on NWPB Classical.